you explained that, why Jayan Vijay came in the three births, but why did they come back again as Jagai and Madai?
Play with Krishna in all pastimes. Only liberated soul, the parshad of all, they can come. Anyone cannot play. Anyone cannot play with Krishna or Ram or Nrisimhadev, anyone. Only liberated soul.
So when they merged in the foot of the Lord, that was not Bhagavat Sayuja?
To whom?
When Shishupal.
Only those who are not really knowing all these facts, they think, oh, he has salvation. Not Sayyim. Why Jayabijay will take?
Yes.
No. Only Aghasur, Bakasur, they have no any association. Never. Only they were liberated by their sister, Uthana relation. Because they imitated the shape of a very good mother. And that is why. They have never done anything.
Yeah.
She took Krishna. Oh, Bacha. La 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 la. Doing so. Yashoda and Rani were sure. They did nothing. They did not say, oh, who are coming and we are not knowing. Don't take our my child. They were all mugdha.
Ignorance. Fool.
No.
Charmed.
What to come? Oh, she is beautiful. Like mother, he is certainly a mother. So she took to show in her heart lap. Oh lala, doing like this. Oh, you are hungry? Yes, you want to take my milk? And she gave. And that was like a very affectionate mother, more than Yashoda. Artificial things are like this. In India there is a proverb, if anyone loving any child more than mother, then he is Pisachi. Understand?
Yes.
Yeah.
If anybody is loving a mother's child more than the mother, then she's a witch. Pisachi?
Witch.
What do you understand?
Same as what he said.
If anyone is loving anyone's son more than mother, then he's actually not mother, but he's Pisachi.
Has bad intention.
Yes. Take something.
She's showing like this. Like when one came to play with Krishna, Vyomasur, a very beautiful like child, and he came to Krishna, oh, I want to play with you. Oh, Krishna told him, I was searching you, and he impressed him. And you will be always with me. But from outside he was showing his affection to Krishna, but he wanted to kill Krishna. Krishna took him in his party, and after that he began to take one by one all gopas. Krishna, that where are my friends going? Oh, he saw that he is taking one by one, and he took his. He killed. Very incomparable. And he was had that Sahaja Mukti. Because there is no Sangha of Narada or anyone.
You're saying that Lord Brahma, his position is administrative. But at the same time,
he's not liberated. He's like liberated, but not liberated. This Brahma, in this period, who went to Vrindavan, he may be, what, liberated to Braja anything. Because he has prayed like this.
This Brahma.
Yes, expression. Yes. He has prayed Tadabhuri Bhagyamiha Kimapatabhyam Jajago Kulepi Katamang Jajo Hishekam I want to be a dust of any of Prajavasi. Any of Prajavasi. He may be peacock, he may be cows, he may be cubs, he may be pulindi, he may be ever anything. I want to be. So he may be promoted to that. Will be any one of them. And if he is actually our guru, this, he was initiated in this mantra, both Kama Gayatri and Gopal. But he used the power, what he received by chanting and remembering in world creation. If you are chanting, remembering that Gopal mantra, and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Swaha, Swaha, you are, and at that time you are thinking, I want money, I want money, money is necessary, I want this beautiful bridegroom, beautiful bride, then all will be very easily done. And if you are chanting Swaha, or that thing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I want to serve Krishna like gopis, like Rupamanjari, only. Nothing is there. Then very soon your kripa will go to Vrindavan and you will be like that.
Brahma didn't chant like this?
Huh?
Brahma didn't chant like that?
No, because he was absorbed in
creation.
So sometimes he tells, that why I am doing so? Oh Krishna, be merciful. But who has deputed him? Krishna has deputed. Because he was a very qualified person for this. He is doing job. And he is paid. If he gives up his job and not tells, then Krishna will punish. So he should go in proper process. Krishna will promote from this path to Shankar, from Shankar to his devotee of Chaturbhuj Narayan. From there he may promote, and then last promotion in Bhuja. There are two ways. One process.
Gradual.
Like, you know, police department? First he may be like a constable, then retired constable, then in India, sub-inspector, then inspector, then maybe DSP, junior, then senior, then he may be SP, and then he may be any high rank, that is called IG, and from IG he may come to central, and then he will be the IG of all IGs. And he can be promoted afterward. After resigning, he will tell that I want to be the President of India. Then he in this process. And one is that directly at President of India, Lal Bahadur Shastri, a very little man, no qualification, he was serving Congress, and he was a very good person. At once he jumped to President of India, Prime Minister of India. So in this process, those who will take shelter of Rupa Goswami, they will go to Vrindavan, the highest. And those who will go in process, that is long process, very long. So Brahma the boss.
Step by step.
If he will read Upadeshamritam, this sloka will come. Karmi bhaschadiko yogi, like this. What is the time now? 1 hour past.
Is it?
5 after 12.
Oh. Seems that only 5 minutes has gone and 1 hour so much.
Guruji, if we're
be
not
satisfied with this. It has passed 1 hour so much. You should see towards me also.
Yes.
Why you not ask question before? Acha, ask devil.
If we're not able to pray purely while we're chanting and we're having material desire and at the same time praying, Gurudev, please take away my material desires.
Why he will take?
But then we find our material desires aren't being fulfilled anyway, so what should we think?
Krishna will fulfill. And in fulfilling it may be that 100,000 of births will have to take. Like Dhruva he did. He was powerful to not to promote, but he no. Yes. That is why he has sent Narada Rishi, so precious association, but he could not follow. He should follow. It will come mercy from two sides. Like Yashoda Devi binding to Krishna. We will have to do something. And mercy will come. Both will mix. To test the desire, worldly desires and not to test, it depends on sadhak. He will tell them, I have nothing to do with all this. Gone. Oh Krishna, set me, set me. Oh Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, they are powerful generals. Seva, surely. So you'll have, oh Krishna, I want this desire, and that is very beautiful, this. I want this. I will serve you. If I have so much wealth, I will serve Vaishnava. I will buy a airplane, and this, we will go to India, just I'm coming here, going there. Krishna will tell, Acha, I'm getting you all the mess. Like the husband of Devahuti. Krishna gave him power. And he took what name?
Kardamani.
He took his wife?
Devahuti.
And moving in so good valleys, beautiful valleys, on the shore of sea, in the midst of mountain valleys. And they're inspired so much times. At last Kapildev came. Then they decided that everything should be given. They gave up all this. He went to jungle alone, giving up his wife also. And his wife, the mother of Kapildeva, Devahuti, was absorbed in bhakti after hearing Kapildeva. He could not think that where I am going, who am I, what to do. No appetite. No thirst, no pain, no shame at all, clothes are falling.
Falling out.
She is going, Hare Krishna, like chanting and remembering. When a time comes, a stool comes, he don't know that what is his tool, what is these things, nothing. Always remembering tears and rolling down on the earth. You cannot imagine his stays.
Hmm? God belong on
me. You'll have to try for that, giving of all desires. If all desires are not going, you'll have to test it for so many. But it depends on you. Whether I really hunger or not, hungry or not. Really we want Krishna or not, you want to fulfill your desire by Krishna. Okay?
Yeah, I give up.
Now he wants to buy airplane for you.
Yes.
No. Still airplane.
No.
And many of devotees want.
Afternoon class from 5 to 7.
Huh?
Afternoon class from 5 to 7.
6 o'clock.
No, 5:30.
Oh, you should decide one thing and do accordingly.
It's the program.
But still, he was forced.
Yes.
Forced to what?
To have kingdom.
Also.
So, if we give up and then Krishna gives, can we say
because
no?
Because you have required before. There was more to taste.
But in Kali Yuga, everybody is approaching with some desire initially.
No.
Practically. Most.
I have not come.
No,
from
no.
Boyhood.
Most. I mean, most.
In home also I was, but never any worldly desire in my home. Never. I don't remember.
But
you are rare.
But yeah. That's you. But how about the rest? Like myself, so many desires. Okay, I give up material desires. So I still have. Krishna will still force me now?
If I have desire, and you are not lamenting for that. You are not weeping. That's why these are coming. This bogus nonsense. So take it.
Ashamed.
And pray to generals, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and others, Sarup Damodar. Then, this is Prarabdha Karma. We will discuss all these things after. Suffering. But the disciple of Ramanuj, his name was Kuresh, he saved Ramanuj, he gave his own eyes, he went to the king, and king thought that he is Ramanuj himself, and he took the eyes of Kuresh and left him. So Kuresh was going here and there to meet his Gurudev. Ramanuj at once left that country and he was coming to North India. In the way, there was a village. There were two disciples of Ramanuj there. One was very rich and another was so poor. When Ramanuj reached to that place, he stayed to a place and ordered his one disciple who was into with him. About 100 disciples were with Ramanuj going into. So he told his one disciple that go and tell to my rich disciple that I am coming to his home with 100 disciples. He went there and he knocked the door. The rich person came and he told that Ramanuj with 100 disciples are coming. to your home. He is going to North India, but in Dubai, he saw that your village is here and you are here. He went, returned inside the room and began to prepare so many things that or my Gurudev is coming. But he did not told anything to that disciple who went to give this message. And he was angered and he forgot that my any godbrother is there. Take this. Then he was waiting about 1 hour for him, but he was engaged inside his room. And he was with her family, he began to cook or doing so many services. But he forgot that my godbrother here and waiting outside. That devotee, the messenger, returned to Ramanuj and told that I went to his home, knocked and he came and I told the message. And he again entered the room and he never returned till 1 hour I was waiting for him. Oh. Then we must go to that poor disciple. Don't tell anything, no message, nothing. We should go. So with 100 disciples they went to the cottage of that poor disciple. The disciple was outside of his home, anywhere to bake. He was so pure. But his wife was there, so beautiful, young lady. But they were so poor that there is no good clothes to wear. When Ramanuj knocked the door, she was shying, but she was overjoyed that my Gurudeva has come here. So overjoyed that he don't care that she was like naked, worn and torn clothes there. And he did pranam to Gurudev. Gurudev saw that she is like naked, worn and torn clothes, so he gave his chadar to her and she wrapped it. Then all went to his house. Now she was thinking, nothing, my husband has gone to bake something. And in home, house, nothing is there. How to serve my Gurudev? He was at once remembered that nearby his home, house, there was a very rich business person, Baniya, business person. And he has a very bad eyes on this beautiful devotee. And he has told so many prastav.
Proposal.
I have given proposal that you should come to me and in my house with me you should live. Like a wife, you should be. Give up that devotee. I'll give you so much appellance and you will be like a queen here. But he never
agreed.
He always refused. But anyhow, he has not told to his husband, her husband. Now she remembered that my Gurudev will be fasting here. My husband is not here. So how I can serve my Gurudev? She at once went to that bad person. She told that my Gurudev is here. Can you help me? Yes. But you will have to agree with my proposal. Yes, I am agree. I am agree. But I want something. Chawal dal, rice and all these things. My Gurudev has come with 100 disciples. She thought that what is the use of this being chaste if my Gurudev is returning empty-handed and not to be served. I don't want to be chaste or anything. For my Guru service, for Krishna, I can give anything. So went direct and told. He gave what she wanted, so much things for 100, not for one day, in evening also. And how many days his Guru will be there? So he asked so much and he gave everything. And she told that, today in night I will meet you. He told, yes, I am giving. So he gave everything. She came and cooked so much and she was overjoyed. When it was ready, she offered to Krishna and he told that also sweet, and she began to, she told other disciples to serve this. When they were took their prasad and they were ready to take some rest, in the meantime his husband came. He saw that my Gurudev with 100 disciples is here. Oh, he was so overjoyed. But today he has nothing in his begging. She went to his wife and told he that now what to do, what to prepare, how we can serve. She told her, don't be worried. All are served. All are happy. Now they are taking rest. Don't worry. Go and serve your Gurudev by messaging, because he is coming from so much far away. He went. He told that, I want to know that how you prepared all these things, from where you collected. When he messaged and his Gurudev was taking rest, then he returned. His wife told, but for so long time he was pursuing me, bad proposals, but I never had that. Today I saw that my Gurudev is here with 100 disciples. I must serve Gurudev. How can I serve? I thought that what is the use of this physical body? So I went to him and I directly told that I want these things, and he agreed, but he told that today in night you will have to come and satisfy him. So I have told him. So in evening he prepared again so much thing and served to Gurudev and disciples, and when they were sleeping in the meantime, his husband came, yes, now you should go. I am coming with you. It was so much raining and so cold. So his husband took her wife on the shoulder and took an umbrella and he went to that rich person's home. Now see, she alone, she told that you should be here, I am going. His husband said, yes, you should go, no harm. She went with some prasad, remnants of his Gurudev. And he was waiting for a very long time. When she will come? When she will come? When she will come? He saw that she is coming, become so happy. And smiling, this woman, lady devotee, gave the remnant of Ramanuja. First take it. And when he tasted, at once he was changed, totally. At once, totally changed. How you came? I am saying that it is so rain, but you are not wetted. Understand? So, how you came here? My husband has brought me. Oh, your husband has brought you. he fell flat on the lotus feet of that devotee. Please excuse me. I have done so much wrong. You are semi-goddess. Now, Abchan, just now I want to go to your Gurudev and take Diksha and Harinam. Hello, yes, wait for morning. Now he is taking rest. Anyhow, now he was so much changed in the morning, very clean, set, taking bath, he came to Ramanuja and prayed. Your disciples are so much serving you that they have turned my heart. I want to take just now initiation. I don't want to delay a moment. Ramanuja heard all these things. Actually, he was weeping and thinking, I'm so Bhagyavan, Bhagyavan, fortunate to have a disciple like you. Disciple like you are very rare. At the same moment, Kuresh, searching him, Gurudev, came there. And he wanted to take darshan of Gurudev. Ramanuja take his hand, took his hand out, kept on the Kuresh, and he has now two so beautiful eyes, and he looked and fell flat on Ramanuja. Oh, Ramanuja is very powerful. Eyes came and all were astonished. This is Guru Seva. One hand Kuresh and other hand this lady. They become famous in history. Even today, they all bow down to that lady. Gaur Pramana.